Today on the KHSU Magazine, our guests are Arcata High students Ella Bauer and Mira O'Barr and NPA student Amelia Parker. They're here to tell us about the March 24th March for Our Lives, which is happening in Arcata and Washington, D.C. and all over the country to demand stricter gun laws and to march against gun violence. Welcome, Mira, Ella, and Amelia.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming on the magazine today to talk about your efforts to restrict gun violence in our country. Can you tell us what you're doing this week and later this month?
So high schools across the country are participating in a walkout, and both our schools are also doing that. We're going to march to the plaza and have 17 minutes of silence, 1 minute for every victim of the Parkland shooting. I think NPA has a little bit more in depth. Amelia, if you want to talk about the...
Yeah. So we decided to use our 17 minutes to call our representatives. So today, actually, we're going to get together and like make scripts for everybody who wants to participate. And so we're going to try to call as many people. We're going to write letters. And we just wanted to use these like 17 minutes to like make as big of an impact as we could.
Yeah, and our school is going to, when we're down at the plaza, try to write some letters to Congress, too, and just have letters stamped and ready to go for people to write their thoughts in.
So what are your demands to Congress? What are you asking to have changed?
Well, not only Congress, but also our local representatives and local gun sellers, mostly stricter gun laws. Background checks are really important. There's been a lot of talk of raising the age, banning bump stocks that would turn semi-automatic weapons into essentially functioning automatic weapons.
Yeah, and Florida already, like, it shows how fast legislation can go because they already changed their the age for being able to buy a gun to 21 today.
Yeah, and part of that law also included banning assault weapons mm-hmm. and bump stocks and giving law enforcement the right to take away guns from people who are deemed mentally unfit and some other things. But in response to that, right away, the National Rifle Association filed a lawsuit against the state of Florida stating that this law was unconstitutional. And we talked a little bit about this off air that, you know, you're asking for things to change so that we have a safer environment, but it's also a fight against the National Rifle Association, which is so strong. I mean, they've like come out with lawmakers in Georgia that are having a backlash against Delta Airlines because of their response to removing NRA membership discounts for Delta passengers. So how do you feel about the NRA's role in your efforts to reduce gun violence in the United States?
I think it's a huge barrier, and we can't really change much about it because it's a corporation. It's not, or an association. It's not really too strong, and like there's no laws that we can set on them except the ones that we're trying to, and they're just suing us for that. And I just think someone I was talking to compared it to, or an article I read compared it to cars. And when cars were first coming about in the USA, we made laws that like made them safer constantly. And the laws around guns have not changed since the beginning of time in America. And I think that's really past due that we need to change those laws.
Yeah, definitely. The Constitution was written in a time when we were in a war. And also, they weren't automatic weapons like they are now. But in terms of changing kind of the NRA's power, there's been a lot of Parkland survivors who have asked elected officials to stop receiving money from the NRA, which I think is really important in decreasing the power that the NRA has on the political system and over gun legislation as a whole.
Yeah, Amelia, do you want to weigh in on that? I know it's hard. You're on the phone, so
yeah, totally. I think it's hard because it's such a mentality of like America for these guns, and while technically like people have rights, we're asking for stuff like what people still want to hunt. We're not saying you can't hunt. It's just like these semi-automatics and stuff like that, where it's obviously, and for protection, sure, but like these are obviously like things that kill people. And while other people's rights are important and they do have a right, or they could argue to have a right to have guns, like I think like the right to like for children to be safe in school is kind of like overpowering that. And for people who don't really see that, it's questionable. I don't know.
It is perplexing. I mean, obviously, there's a tremendous amount of money that goes into arms sales, and there's, I don't know, some, where there's money, there's, you know, there's manipulation too.
Yeah.
So I think calling out the politicians who receive substantial amounts of money from the NRA to support very loose gun laws, to call them out is I think, an effective method. What do you all hope to accomplish by your efforts that you're taking on this month and I imagine into the future?
I definitely hope that our, especially local officials, will recognize what is important to us, and that so that they can vote to make changes, and nationally want to be involved in the movement, just to show the world that we care about this issue and that it is important to us.
Also, I think that it's really important in Humboldt County specifically because we live in a rural area, and a lot of people want their guns for their safety against mountain lions and bears, and so it's actually a controversial subject here, which is uncommon because we're so liberal. And that's really shown a lot through our Instagram and our social media, just people sort of backlashing at us. But I think that makes it a really interesting debate here in Humboldt County because it makes it more weighted on both sides instead of just signs that everyone agrees with. There's a lot of people there that are going to not be too happy with what we're trying to change.
How about you, Amelia? Do you want to?
I think for me and my classmates, like, we've talked about in class and just like on our own about like the influence that these teenagers of Parkland and like other teenagers are having, and I think for us seeing that at like our school and just like in Humboldt County, especially thinking that we're so isolated, like I think it's so important for people all across the world, teenagers, to see that doing something can like actually make a difference and actually talking about it. And it's been amazing seeing and like hearing these kids being like interviewed on TV and stuff, and I think that is it, like, exceptional for teenagers to see that they can be heard.
I think it's the only thing that does make a difference, actually.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you all, how do you feel in school? How does this shooting affect you personally, if you want to talk about it, or the way you feel at school?
I know that I am a little scared all the time, which is maybe not necessary, but still, like, if I'm walking through the halls alone and the thought crosses my mind of all these shootings that are happening, I'm still scared. And I was walking through the hall the other day, and there's a little alcove on our second story, and I was wondering if anyone was back there, so I was like, oh, might as well check it out. And then I didn't, because suddenly I got frightened. I was just like, no, I'm not gonna go back there, that could be a little dangerous. Like, I just, and it was like, after I had that thought, I was like, I need to lay off. Like, it's not, no one's there. Like, don't worry about it, it's okay. And it's definitely scary. School's a scary place now, and if it wasn't already, I mean, high school's pretty scary, and then on top of that.
I definitely know that there are a lot of students at my school who have access to firearms of all kinds, and that's a little bit scary, like hearing about the shooter and how he had posted things on social media with him holding guns and things like that, and me seeing that on my own social media of kids in the community that I know. So initially that was a little bit frightening. I feel safe at my school just because the mentality, it could never happen here, which I know that's not the best, because that's always when it does happen. But it is something that is possible, and it's very scary, yeah.
Yeah, I think just like it was said before, that this is a topic that's kind of affecting Humboldt County because it is something that we have, like, differing opinions on here. Like, just that fact, and yeah, here at NPA too, like, I know people who, like, own guns, and that's a little bit more, it feels a little bit more real, I think, to everybody than some of the other issues that have been happening. And my mom's a teacher, and, like, having the whole discussion brought up about, like, teachers carrying guns, like, she's scared about that, and yeah, it's kind of a lot, and yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot. It sounds like a really heavy,
yeah,
fear, you know, to carry around when you really have so much to focus on with your studies and just growing up too. So
yeah,
I really appreciate the efforts of you students and students across the country who are responding and taking action. I mean, I think that is empowering too. You know, you feel in a situation that's kind of out of control that you do have some control in how you address what you see as wrong in society and offer up ways to fix that, you know, solutions to those problems. So I appreciate what you all are doing. Let's tell the listeners a little bit more about what you're doing on March 24th. Will you just give us a quick roundup? We just have like one more minute left.
At 11:30 at the Playhouse, you can come a little early. The march actually starts at 12, but at 11:30 we're going to have things up for making signs, and if you don't have supplies at home, we're going to have supplies for you, and hopefully have some treats and stuff, you know.
You're having speakers, right?
Yeah, we're going to have
one of the speakers, right?
Yeah, I am.
Is that 12?
That starts at 12. It's going to start off with a prayer from a rabbi from a synagogue in Eureka, and then we're going to go on with a few more speeches, even from people in elementary school, and then it's going to end with a song.
You're going to talk, right?
I am.
Yeah.
What song are you? Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Ella.
We're going to have the mayor, Sophia Pereira, there, and an exchange student from India. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be very empowering.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And what song are you ending with? Do you know?
I don't know. They haven't told us.
Oh, okay. Well, Ella, I know you were a singer, so I thought maybe you were.
No, I'm actually stage managing the event. I'm not speaking, so.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for all your efforts. If people want more information about the March 24th, March for Our Lives, where should they go?
We have a Gmail, which is marchforourliveshumboldt @gmail.com. And then we have an Instagram, marchforourliveshumboldt, a Facebook, marchforourliveshumboldt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Facebook is definitely, I think, the most updates. Mm-hmm. And Instagram. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you've covered the bases. Thank you so much for all your efforts. Mira Obar, Ella Bauer, and Amelia Parker, thank you for all the work you're doing.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us.